We're following Dr. Julie Barnes as she prepares to do part of a checkup. Her patient is unusual because it's a rare leopard, normally only found in Asia.
Okay, come on, bud.
We're in a caged backstage area behind some exhibits at the Santa Barbara Zoo, where Everett, a snow leopard, is going to undergo some tests.
He's a geriatric cat. He's 21 years old. He is currently the oldest known snow leopard in human care. He has some geriatric medical conditions that we're monitoring pretty closely. He's got some renal disease, which is very common in older big cats and in domestic cats. He's got some hypertension as well, again, very common in older cats. He's also got some degenerative joint disease as well. He's got a bit of arthritis going on.
This is part of a typical day for Barnes, who's the zoo's vice president of animal care and health. The veterinary staff at the zoo has a big job overseeing the well-being of more than 500 animals, ranging from cobras to gorillas.
Unlike a human doctor who only has one species to deal with, we've got an endless number of species from insects through to elephants. So we can't know absolutely everything, but we can definitely extrapolate from first principles. Often, you know, a lot of exotic animal medicine is extrapolated from domestic animal medicine, and then with further knowledge of having studied those animals. It's a little bit of guesswork. Our patients don't come in and say, well, this hurts, or this feels odd. But, you know, when you've been around these animals quite a long time, you're sort of a pretty tuned into what you think might be going on with them.
Barnes says they're constantly checking on the welfare of the zoo's residents.
We have very significant medical records for pretty much all of our animals. We monitor them really closely. Every animal gets an exam once a year, and that might be a hands-on examination. Or some animals will just do a visual examination of them. We spend time talking to their keepers about how they've been going throughout the year. We also do welfare assessments on our animals as well once a year, where we actually look at the whole picture for the animal, not just its physical health, but how is the animal doing in general, its total well-being? Are we meeting its physical and its psychological and its social and behavioural needs?
In the case of Everett the snow leopard, a keeper is giving him treats while Barnes is preparing to check the big cat's blood pressure and take a blood sample. For safety, the cat's tail, which will be used for the test, is sticking through an opening in a metal cage.
Okay, Kristen, are you good if I... put the pressure on?
Yep.
So we're just going to allow the cuff to inflate, and we try to get three readings so that we can get an average.
So he's busy sort of eating snacks in the process to keep
absolutely
him up.
Absolutely, yeah. Kristen's rewarding him. So whenever he behaves well for what we need to do, then she will reward him. So it's, you know, somewhat similar to training your dog at home. We give them positive reinforcement when they do what we want.
Like some humans, Everett is taking medication for his high blood pressure.
He's on some medication to try and bring that blood pressure down, as well as to try and increase blood flow through his kidneys as well.
Senior mammal keeper Kristen Wiener says while the 80-pound leopard is a wild animal and they always have to be careful, he's also very cooperative.
He is a very sweet guy. He's very kind of go with the flow. He's our super chill cat. He doesn't really care about much, but he's also super interested in us. So he's just kind of very much I'm going to get up and do stuff this morning, but I'm also going to kind of just wander around. He's our lazy boy.
Inside the zoo's clinic, another team is working over a small exam table. There's a toucan on it, sleeping after being put under an anesthetic. Veterinarian Sarah Newman is working with the bird.
We're taking blood on the toucan. He has an iron storage issue. We took blood on him last week and sent some out to the lab. He had a little bit of an increase in potentially a liver value, so we're reevaluating that this week.
With more than 500 animals, Dr. Julie Barnes says they have to know a little about all kinds of creatures and be prepared to deal with anything.
These days in the zoo setting, it's not just about providing for the basic needs of animals anymore. It really is about taking a holistic approach to the well-being of the animal. And so that includes things like excellent nutrition, excellent health care, making sure that we provide for the social needs of the animal, for the psychological needs of the animals, making sure that we elicit species-specific behavior that you would see in the wild from these animals. So really it's taking a very holistic approach to the animal and looking at their general well-being.
Because of the care and lack of predators at zoos, animals tend to live longer than those in the wild. And just like in the human population, geriatric care has become increasingly important. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.